Hello and welcome to Ask the Coach for Valentine's Day 2020. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. I was asked last week by a would-be trail racer if she had to run on trails to train for a trail race. The short answer to that is yes, kind of. I guess is that there are very few circumstances in life when you absolutely have to do something. You do always have a choice, but that's pretty much just semantics in this case. So what we really want to look at is how much trail running you need to do to race well on a trail. And of course, that's a particularly pertinent question on the eastern seaboard of Australia at the moment. If we're not on fire, we're flooding, storms, tempests. So it does make trail running a little tricky, particularly if you don't live near any trails and you can't just, you know, pop out when there's a window in the weather that opens up. But for any event, really, it's important to get training in on the surface and the type of terrain that you go to race on. So if you're, you know, running a hilly road race, you want to be doing some undulating hilly runs. If you were to do all your running on trails and then go to a road marathon, you're definitely going to suffer some impact. The impact forces like through your body as you land are much greater when you're running on a road than you are on the trail. The trail's much softer, so your legs and quite possibly your back would suffer if, you know, say you did all your trail running and all your training on a trail and then did a road run. I do like some trail running and grass running whilst you're training for a road race, just to give your body a break from that impact. But if you're training for a trail race, you want to do a lot of your training on trails. As I said, trails are softer than roads, so that's a bonus for your body. But that's not the main reason you want to be training on trails. There's nothing that can replicate the surface of a trail. It's soft, yes, but it's also uneven, and trail races are often more hilly than road races as well. So training on a trail will strengthen all the smaller muscles in your feet and your lower legs, which you use so much on a trail. And if you're not strong in these muscles, you're going to have trouble, like, you know, nipping agilely from rock to rock or coming downstairs. And even just, if you're just slow running on a trail, if you're not used to this in training in a race, those muscles are really going to give up before you want them to, I'd say. So you need to be strong in those muscles, not just for good performance, but also because it helps you to prevent rolling your ankles and also to help protect your knees. You also need to get used to running not only uphill but downhill as well, and downhill on an uneven surface. It can be really, really tough on your legs running downhill if you're not used to it. So, I mean, that's another reason why you just need to get out on trails as much as possible. They tend to be a little bit more up and down than running on a road. You definitely need to be doing your long runs on trails and generally as much other running as possible, with the exception really of a speed session. So that firm surface of the road or, firmly packed grass, really helps with a quick reaction time. So in most circumstances, you'll be able to run faster on a road or footpath or on the track or even like on a footy field. And you do want to be working harder in that session and just getting that quick reaction time and getting your sort of neuromuscular system used to lifting your foot off the ground as, you know, quickly after you put it onto the ground. Sometimes I might ask you to do like a fast finish on trail runs or maybe a few surges during a trail run, but for the most part, I do tend to leave some speed work for a more even surface. If you can't get out as much as you'd like to on a trail, try to run on hilly routes on the road. And when I say road, of course, I mean footpath. Roads have cars on them and cars are bigger than us, so stick to the footpath. But do try to run on different types of hills, like long, shorter, steeper, easier, maybe some easier, longer climbs, like up a sort of what I call a false flat, where you're going just a little bit uphill for a kilometre or so. Then also getting onto some undulating terrain where you're running either up or down for almost the entire run. That, as I say, it's best done on a trail surface, but if you can't get to it, a hilly run on the grass beside the footpath can simulate a trail kind of reasonably well, especially if you can find some stairs to throw in there along the way. And you also need to get some experience in different conditions, like different trail conditions as well. So it's never really inviting going for a run on a trail that's waterlogged, but you might come across that in a race, in an event. So you've always got to be prepared. So if you've stayed off trails that are wet whilst you've been training, you could be at a great disadvantage if it's a bit boggy and damp on race day. With respect to sort of how much, I know I said you need to do most of your training on a trail for a trail event, but you need to actually transition into that fairly gradually. You can't just transfer all your running, say from the road or footpath onto the trail, and vice versa, of course. So you want to start with shorter runs on a trail, and you can break your longer run down so that you might start on the road and then venture off-road a bit and then back onto the road again to finish off your run. But you just got to be sensitive to how your body's feeling with the new surface and just back off a little bit if you need to. And if you're going to be doing a bit of trail running, you'll probably do well to invest in a pair of trail shoes. They're a bit different to other shoes. They're a bit stiffer with less cushioning. So again, you've just got to transition into those gradually, and you're best to keep them for trails and have a dedicated pair of trail shoes and a dedicated pair of road running shoes. I think quite a few of the trail shoes sort of offer some degree of being waterproof, but there's a bit of a trade-off too, because that could mean that you're retaining the sweat a lot more. So you also need to have a really good, comfortable pair of socks. If you can find some wicking socks, like sweat wicking socks, that would be good as well. Right, so to sum all of that up, you need to do most of your running on trails if you're serious about trail run, like trail racing, especially if you're training for one of the longer events, which trails have traditionally been, but they, some of the more traditional events that, you know, like sort of rather than just the 50 or 100k distance, that they're offering shorter distances like 21k or sort of around about the 10k ish as well. You've also got to keep most of your speed work on flatter terrain and more even surfaces like the footpath or a track, sports fields. And very importantly, transition into trail running slowly. Let your body get used to trail running before you go out and hammer a 3-hour long run on the trail. And something else I didn't actually mention before, you need to expect to run a lot more slowly on a trail. The surface is a lot slower, and usually the terrain is a lot hillier, and there's just some spots where you need to walk through to avoid injury unless you're really experienced. So like where it's really rubbly, or, you know, heaps and heaps of tree roots and things. But that's kind of one of the beauties of trail running. You can put away your device and stop worrying about your pace. Just take some time to smell the roses, or I guess eucalypts in our case.